This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, the 1st of July, 7 after the hour. It's July 4th week. Happy 4th of July. And yeah, it is a happy time. It's a thoughtful time. It's a good time. We'll be on the air live on the 4th of July. Not a bad deal. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Carol will be back. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio today. In a moment, I'm going to explain to you what Salmonella Uganda is. But first, Joe Biden is dating Taylor Swift. In case you didn't hear that.
Oh, that would be big news, though. Yeah,
would be big.
I don't know who that would be better for, actually. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Joe?
Well, why not? Joe is all Joe. Right. What's Joe doing?
Joe Biden trending once again over the weekend with another gaffe. Now, when you're the front runner, you have to expect that people are going to take you down no matter what. So even on things that don't seem like that big of a deal, it becomes a big deal when you have 24 other people who are trying to be you, be the front runner in the Democratic field. So Joe Biden over the weekend got into a bit of trouble and was called out by some of his fellow campaign mates. During a campaign fundraiser in Seattle on Saturday, the former vice president tried to illustrate just how far the United States has come when it comes to the treatment of LGBTQ community. But apparently he missed the mark. This weekend was the big culmination of Pride Month in major cities across the country. New York had a big Pride event, so did San Francisco. Biden claimed that just 5 years ago, it would have been acceptable for a businessman to make, quote, fun of a gay waiter. Those in attendance at the event, which took place at the home of a public relations executive and gay rights activist, made it clear that was not the case, at least not in their city. Not in Seattle, people called out, claiming that homophobic comments would not have been condoned back in 2014. Now, the point of Biden's remarks delivered in the LGBT community and their allies celebrated Pride weekend was that the United States had made progress, and he said that the hypothetical businessman he spoke of would not be invited back today. He also talked about how he supported same-sex marriage when he was vice president, telling White House officials that the American people were in favor of this, even if American leadership was lagging behind in the issue. This didn't do well to create headlines for Joe Biden because Cory Booker, Kamala Harris have been calling him out on race relations over the weekend. Both of them were on the Sunday shows saying that Joe Biden's position on busing in this country back in the 70s and 80s had him on the wrong side of history. And
nobody changes after 50 years. Come on, get lost, these people. Good.
Well, and also, a lot of his stuff, well, I know Kamala Harris had that attack on Joe and the busing, and, you know, and I was the poor little girl who was busing.
That's what you think.
Yeah,
that's what
and,
really
you know what,
tells you who she is, Victoria.
Yeah, well, she obviously said that she couldn't, she sat on that one, she couldn't wait. But, you know, the problem, though, and I was disappointed that Joe didn't have enough, like, kind of feistiness to go back at her, because he did say, unfortunately, it didn't really get a lot of traction, but he did say, he was like, yeah, but that was up to your actual local congressional district.
Right.
That's
he was trying
that's
to
who
argue
did
for
it.
States' rights, and that's what he was saying he supported, but that didn't resonate. He was clearly unprepared for that attack, and he actually missed an opportunity, because what he could have done is focused on the broken education system. He could have hit Betsy DeVos, he could have hit President Trump, he could have hit whatever president he wanted to, saying, why do we even need to bus kids out of their communities to get them to good schools? There's
right.
Good schools in every community.
Yeah.
And I don't think he thought in a million years that busing would be something that would even come up, you know, in 2019. But that was her gotcha moment for him.
Yeah. Well, it's her. All right. So what's the story of Taylor Swift? Might as well take a ride down that road.
Here, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Taylor Swift said it was the worst case scenario over the weekend. She learned that her music catalog was sold to a company owned by music manager Scooter Braun. She said she's been bullied by Braun for years, and she went on Tumblr on Sunday to explain how upset she is that her songs that she did with Big Machine Label Group ended up with Braun, who manages artists like Justin Bieber, Zac Brown Band, Ariana Grande. He has a company called Ithaca Holdings, and it acquired Big Machine Label Group from Scott Borchetta, who's been known in the music world for tour ever as part of a $300 million deal. Swift had been signed to the label from 2006, basically through 2017. So, like, the bulk of her catalog is with Big Machine Label Group. And the sale now prevents Swift from owning the first six albums in her catalog of music. She said she asked for years. She pleaded for a chance to own her own work. Instead, she was given an opportunity to sign back up with Big Machine and earn one album back at a time for every new one that she turned in. She had to make a choice to leave behind her past and take on her future. She said, the music I wrote on my bedroom floor and videos I dreamed up and paid for with my own money, I earned playing in bars and then clubs and then arenas and then stadiums, she said, is now all gone. She learned that Braun was a buyer when the deal was made public, and this was just insult to injury because apparently they just have had this terrible relationship in the past. He's been, what she says, a bully, and that he's basically stripped her of her life's work.
This sounds like the Beatles story. Didn't she have a chance to buy the stuff herself?
No, she could obviously afford it, but, you know, yeah. she could have signed on,
and that's what she was saying, that Big Machine said, hey, if you want to buy your stuff back, we'll buy it back to you one at a time, but you've got to re-sign with Big Machine Records, and she didn't want to, so that's why she moved on and left her work behind.
So that's they horrible. Owned, but that's the question. They owned the rights to all of her.
Yeah.
How do you get into a situation like that?
Well, she said this 13. Is what happens when you sign a deal at 15, you know, and she said that's, and she, the reason that she
could have reworked it, but she didn't think about it through the years. She trusted him. Apparently.
Well, I think through the years she tried to renegotiate different deals, but and she has to some extent. I mean, look, she's worth a lot of money, but at the same time, all of these artists who don't get to own their own work, it's nuts. Prince, the reason Prince was a symbol for all those years is because he didn't own any of his own work, and Michael Jackson had issues with that. It's just, it's so many bands and artists get signed. Well, look at
remember
the Beatles.
Remember that whole big thing when Jackson bought all their catalog for $500 million or something back in the 80s? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's
after Paul told him if you want to be really rich, you should go out and buy music.
Yeah.
So he did. Bought his.
But it's literally like, you know, if you're a painter and everything that you paint, you don't own any of it. It's you know, art is art. And so I think it's horrible that these companies can even do that.
All right, well, rest assured, ladies, I own everything that has anything to do with the DJV show, so you're protected. It's all right. Our intellectual property here is secure forever and ever and ever. As a matter of fact, Richie is sitting on recordings that go back 26 years, so we're all protected. It's all good.
I spend my life protecting those recordings.
Thank you, Rich.
I'm surprised Justin Bieber hasn't come around trying to buy it. But
yeah, me too.
He has. Right. I told him to beat it.
Here's
beat it, okay. Bob.
Thank you very much. There's a mother who's very happy about her situation, even though 2 days ago she was unhappy. This woman, poor lady, living in poverty. She went to the local dollar store to steal food because she didn't have any money. She went to buy some eggs for her starving children. And it sounds like something out of an ad, but it's true. I can see the reality from looking at this story here. So she went into the dollar store. She had 50 cents, not enough money to buy a half dozen eggs. So she put them in her pocket and was walking out the door. They called the police. The police sent Constable William Stacy, and he listened to her story. And instead of arresting her, he went back. He paid for the eggs himself. She went home. He organized a detail of his fellow officers, and together they started a GoFundMe page. She had her daughters and her granddaughters. They're all living together. And they have, between them, the two daughters, the nieces, the two grandchildren that are ages 1 and 3, they have $120 a month to spend for their survival. So here they are on the brink of starvation, and she goes to the dollar store, can't get out without, you know, getting caught. The officer comes, understands what's going on, pays for the eggs, $1.25, and then unbeknownst to her, he sends her home. Unbeknownst to her, he organizes a GoFundMe page with some of the people in the police station, and they buy 2 truckloads worth of food for her and her family.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that a
She's got
story?
No refrigerator.
No, you find the story. I don't know that she has a refrigerator.
No, I just, what does somebody like that do with two truckloads of food?
Yeah, right.
You know, that could be a lot of shelf-stable stuff. You never know.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things, you know, you look at.
GoFundMe is one of the greatest things that's ever come around when it comes to people helping people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true, there's a lot of scams on there, but, I mean, our neighborhood raised $8,000 to help a mom and her son get a new place.
Yeah.
And just, we helped a homeless guy that slept in his car in our shopping center get clothes and a place. It's just, it's a great, great tool. So.
Yep. And it's so immediate, and it's so, right. You know, and it's just, I agree. I think it's a fabulous idea. Whoever came up with it sounds like a Shark Tank kind of thing, but it's really
good
great.
Idea.
It works well.
All right, in a moment, Salmonella Uganda. First, though, a way for you to lose weight the healthy way, the honest way, the natural way, using what is in your own body. In other words, Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice in our country for weight loss. It has, as its main ingredient, collagen, which is 30% of the protein in your body. It's all natural, but your body stops making its own collagen when you're in your 20s. So that's why as you get older, you get a little broader, a little more fat here and there, because you don't have the same energy going on in your body to get rid of the fat and turn the fat into muscle. So when you start supplementing with Calitrin, the collagen restarts, and after 4, 5, 6 months, it is actually back to making collagen the same as it did when you were in your 20s. But you got to start, you got to prime it, and that's what Calitrin does. So that's how you lose the weight, but you got to give yourself 4, 5, 6 months, because this is not going to happen overnight. It just isn't. Safe weight loss, and the way to keep it off, keep the weight off, is not an easy or overnight job. So let's put these peptides in collagen to work. Get Calitrin by going to toploss.com. Special deal for DJV listeners, 10% off each bottle, 30% off a 90-day supply, and you get free shipping with the DJV code. So let's get on it. Let's lose that weight. Let's feel good about how you look this summertime in your bathing suit. Go to toploss.com. Check the box for DJV, get $10 off each bottle and free shipping, and a very pleasant way to lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, So before you, try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at GetTheTea.com. Changing America, one tea bag at a time.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I promised the Salmonella Uganda story. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. 21 after the hour now.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, you want it from the beginning?
We screwed that up.
You want it from
we're
going
to start at the beginning. All the right. Best intro to any rock and roll song ever recorded. Now you can.
There you go.
Thank you. That's raining on my parade. Stones, the Bones. Here's the mixer. So, on the DJB program, we spend a reasonable amount of time in this portion of the program every hour to focus on music, music news, the stars, the singers. So, Mick is in front and center position here, 24 after the hour on the DJB show. Mick's looking like he's back to his old self on the stage during the tour. New report claims a cardiologist is always with them, just off stage, just in case. He's 75 years old now, underwent a heart valve replacement back in April. He and Keith and Charlie Watts and Ronnie finally started their North American tour, No Filter Tour, a couple of weeks ago in Soldier Field in Chicago, where Jagger looked as energetic as ever. Stones also performing in Chicago on June the 25th and played in Ontario, Canada the next night. The next show is at the FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Tomorrow night? Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But the tour now in full swing. Insurance requirements mean the group needs to have a cardiologist with them at all times. So there's been a doctor on tour with them. That's a requirement of any major tour, particularly given the ages of these guys. And if you take a look at them, you wonder how the wind isn't just blowing them away anyway. But their insurance company has now insisted on the addition of a cardiologist. After the surgery, Mick went back to his fitness routine, working out with a trainer, smoking and drinking while he's there.
No, he hasn't smoked in years.
Yeah, he's not a long time. He's like
ago.
A health guy now.
I'm being
yeah,
facetious.
He has been, yeah.
Keith, that's another story.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Jagger has a special portable gym set up next to his hotel rooms, brings a private chef with him to cook organic food, which now also needs to be a low sodium diet. So he's all set. These guys, other than the Beatles, these guys have done, in terms of money, dollars, and cents, they're worth hundreds of millions, each one of them. And Mick especially, he's got houses all over the world, and he's just, you know, made it all work for him. They worked hard. They deserve this success. They got some great stuff in their catalog. Great imaginations.
So that's just, I jam with a couple of fellows in the neighborhood, and we're all in our 50s or whatever like that.
With your guitar?
It's 3 hours of hanging that guitar over your shoulder.
Yeah.
It gives me new respect for these guys. I mean, it's when you're done, you're like mentally and a little bit physically, you're like, okay, I'm done. How they do it every night.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
And I'm not worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm not 75 years old either. That's
right. Thank you. Heavens for that. All right, speaking of old rockers, Steven Tyler in the spotlight. He joined Paul McCartney in Vegas on Friday in the Freshen Up Tour. McCartney added another famous rocker. He's in Vegas. Tyler's in Vegas for his Deuces Are Wild residency with Aerosmith. Spent the night off enjoying the music of McCartney before he hopped on stage to belt out Helter Skelter with McCartney. He broadcast his joy to his followers through his Instagram account as he sang along with the chorus of Hey Jude from backstage. This is it, isn't it?
This is Helter Skelter.
It was from Saturday, right?
Yeah.
See, McCartney feeling comfortable doing that, frankly.
What?
Singing.
He wrote it.
No, but he's still. He wrote it.
You know what it's about?
Sound like him these days, huh?
You know what it's about?
Helter Skelter?
Yeah.
It's got to be something to do with McCartney's life.
Charlie Manson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good for you, Richie, for keeping me up to date on stuff. Do you know that, Victoria? That was about Charlie Manson?
I had heard that a while ago, but I forgot it. Yeah. I'm not a big Paul McCartney fan, so I don't really follow.
I'm not a big Steven Tyler fan.
Lennon, right?
Mm-hmm.
28 past the hour. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes history becoming the first sitting U.S. president to set foot in North Korea when he met with leader Kim Jong-un on Sunday. But not everyone's so impressed. Many of the Democrats running for the White House criticized President Trump for the meeting, including Julian Castro.
I don't think that it's fitting for the United States to continue to erratically meet with a dictator when they haven't abided by the first terms a year ago.
Castro was speaking on ABC's This Week. Reports are Iran has breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it reached with the United States and other major powers. Iran said last week it was going to breach the limit because President Trump had reimposed economic sanctions after pulling the U.S. out of that deal last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now in the DJV program for this Monday, the 1st of July. Happy 4th of July week. If you're on vacation, that's great. Sometimes new people find us, different areas, find us on different stations. You're welcome to follow us if you're getting into it. We have lots of ways of getting the program. You got to go to djvshow.com and click on the word listen, and we're there 24/7. That's neat to have the great audio. You have a good device, listen away, and enjoy our most recent podcast. We talk about what Americans have voted on as the best restaurant, best of this year. Number one ranked vacation spot in the U.S. You can also learn some important tips from our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, about how to help your dog overcome their fear of fireworks on the 4th. That's all in the podcast right now. At djvshow.com, facebook.com/djvshow, and on Twitter, at djvshow, or at On Air Victoria, or at Doug Steffen, all that good stuff. In a moment, I want to bring you up to date. Yes, I'm going to do the Salmonella Uganda story, but I also want to talk about the fate of the Pennsylvania judge we talked about a month or so ago. What's happened since then? The guy who was selling prisoners to the private prison company, you know that story?
We'll get
no,
you that.
No, but I know right, private so prisons are a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What are you brushing your teeth with? There's a warning from Victoria, or not from Victoria, going to report on the warning. There are certain things in toothpaste you better look out for, yes?
Yes. If you're not really paying attention to the ingredients in your toothpaste and some other products like toys and certain articles of clothing and cosmetics, then there's an unintended risk that has popped up, osteoporosis. And that's something that women really need to especially pay attention to. Now, the study looked at data from 2,000 women between 2005 and 2010 and found that women who had higher levels of the ingredient triclosan in their urine were more likely to develop osteoporosis later on in life. And, of course, if you have weakened bones, then you're at an increased risk for fractures. And yeah, it's a horrible thing. And so this triclosan stuff, I've been avoiding it for years. It's in Purell, you know, those hand sanitizers. It causes cancer. It's been linked to that. The FDA has already issued a ruling banning triclosan for use in over-the-counter hand sanitizers moving forward. However, all that stuff's made in China, so you know that it's still in there because it's a cheap ingredient. It's a preservative, and it's really, really dangerous. I didn't know that it was in toothpaste until this story came out, but apparently it's in some big brand names like Colgate and Crest and like the most popular brand names.
Stay away from all those brands.
You really have to be on the lookout for that, yeah. And so they found that studies in animals show that long-term exposure to triclosan increased the animal's risk for skin cancer. And another study suggested that exposure to triclosan may disrupt some reproductive and developmental processes in infants. So make sure that you're not giving your kids this kind of toothpaste. And another study actually even linked it to the spread of antibiotic resistance, which is that's already a huge problem. So this stuff, once again, triclosan. Look, if you see that anywhere on anything,
read the label.
Yep.
Read the label. Buy Tom's. Don't buy Colgate. Don't buy some of the big brand names. All right. Here's the story. Back in March, I remember talking about this fellow, a former judge named Mark C. Varela. He was convicted then of taking $1 million in bribes from the developers of juvenile detention centers. He presided over cases that would send juveniles to the centers, and it was basically, if you remember the story, kids for cash. He was described as the judge. He'd been bottom line is he was sentenced to 28 years in prison. The Supreme Court, now this is the add-on to the story, Victoria, Pennsylvania Supreme Court last week decided they would toss out the convictions of 4,000 people that had ended up in these jails between 2003 and 2008 because he violated the constitutional rights of all of them, including right to legal counsel, right to intelligently enter a plea, that kind of stuff. He was just jamming these people. He was convicted of racketeering. His attorneys had asked for a reasonable sentence in court papers, saying he'd been punished enough. The judge in the matter said, sorry, and nothing doing, so they put him away for 28 years.
Good. Complete abuse of power.
Awful.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Right.
One of the candidates, we were talking about the Democratic debates earlier, I think only one of the candidates, and I don't remember who it was, only one mention of private prisons needing to be shut down, and that needs to go away because of the profiteering that's happening. It's crazy. I think actually Obama did shut down or ended contracts with private prisons in a lot of ways, but I forget which candidate mentioned it this time, but it's clearly still a huge issue.
Yep. All right, the story of Salmonella, Uganda. There has been, you were talking about the toothpaste problem, the caper there with that. There's a lot of salmonella in lots of different things, and now the Mexicans have apparently been selling us this is actually 8 or 9 states, according to the Center for Disease Control, have papayas that are loaded with Salmonella Uganda, which is a fiercer form of salmonella. You hear me talking all the time about E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all that stuff. So that's a new strain.
So this is on fresh, fresh papaya?
Yes, fresh papaya. Wow. 62 cases come, let's see, the last one was June 8th, or I guess it's between June 8th and this past weekend. Whole fresh papayas from Mexico have been sold here in the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, New England, Pennsylvania. Source of the outbreak, 33 people have been hospitalized. No deaths, but you eating raw papaya or fresh papaya, fruit salads, anything that's got papayas from Mexico, bring it back, get your money back, because it's going to make you sick if it hasn't already. Hopefully it hasn't. But papaya is a nice, fresh, you know, kind of a nice summery fruit. But in this case, stay away from it. That's Salmonella, Uganda. Story out today about Americans expressing anger on social media. According to the survey by NPR, 9 out of 10 Americans say they are more likely to express themselves on social media than in person. The question was, do you find yourself getting ticked off more often than you used to? If the answer is yes, you're not alone. 84% of people surveyed say Americans are angrier today compared with a generation ago. When asked about their feelings, 42% of those polled said that they were angrier in the past year than they had been further back. Anger has an effect on your health, in case you didn't know that. That's one of the things that you, that's why you let off steam much better than holding it in. The fact that this survey showed we have a generation of Americans who believe that they are more angry and entitled to being angry. What are they, why? What entitles the younger generations to be angrier than
Well, if they're being bullied,
your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion?
If we're going to take it down to
kids in school or whatever, if they're being discriminated against, they feel they have a right to be angry about that. If they're being bullied and no one's doing anything about it, I think there's the suicide rate of kids who are being bullied and at younger ages.
So it's
like
social
crazy.
Media. It's a devices.
Social. I'd be angry at social media. I feel entitled to be angry at social media because it's just a cesspool of negativity and toxicity. So it's horrible. But you know, the generation before there was no social media. So I think that's a huge problem.
Gallup poll finds 23% of Americans name immigration the biggest problem, most important problem facing our country. I was looking at some random surveys that are around here. I like surveys. Rishi will tell you, over the years, it's been great fodder for conversation because it's what's seething underneath. I think it's a reason for a lot of cause of anger among people, frankly. Anyway, I want to talk about our personal realities in a moment. But first, if you are like lots of other people listening to the the DJV program, do you have aches and pains? Are your joints not what they used to be? You want to free yourself from that ache, that pain, knee, ankle? I'm just listing some of the things in my body that ache, my back, my shoulders, neck. You want to feel better? Sierra Sills got a fabulous product. Actually, got two of them. One for you and one for your dog. I've been very happy. Daisy May, as you may remember, my bulldog, I rescued her last year from a puppy mill. She'd been in a cage for 2 years. She couldn't walk when I got her. And I've been giving her this and treating her to just lots of exercise. And now she's 100% normal. You can see her tearing around the yard, the barnyard. So I'm happy to tell you that one of the ways you can get yourself and your pet to be much better, feeling much better, is to use the Sierra Sil products. One for the humans, it's called Joint Formula 14. There's another one called Leaps and Bounds for your pet. So if you are interested in feeling better and getting your pet to feel better as well, go online now and get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offers. Use the DJV code, It's achefree.live. Feel better or get your money back at achefree.live. Achefree.live.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, let's see here, all about your person, a couple of items. Exposure to chemicals commonly used to reduce bacterial contamination in cosmetics, Victoria. Products that, and also toys, clothing, that kind of stuff. The study that I'm talking about here has been ongoing since 2005. And it's a this is the same stuff I think you were talking about, the triclosan.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that in the It's in. Did you know it was in clothing as well, cosmetics, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's horrible, and it's in all the cheap stuff. So if you're buying your toothpaste from the dollar store, which I understand some people, you know, that's a way to budget and whatever, but you're getting way more than you bargained for.
So you were talking about the toothpaste. This just goes another step in the same direction, right?
It's all the same thing, but I highlighted toothpaste because triclosan does not belong in toothpaste.
No,
and so
it belongs anyway.
You know, yeah, it's horrible.
All right, if you're not, Richie is just moaning about getting up at 4 o'clock. Come on, Richie, will you get with the program?
It's not in my contract anymore, man.
If you're a morning person, here's an unexpected benefit of your early bird nature. A study analyzing sleep patterns found people who enjoy getting up early are at lower risk of developing breast cancer. So, Rich, you're all set then.
Thank God.
Huh?
I was worried about that.
1 in 7 women developing
breast cancer.
They
don't
do.
Joke.
They
men
do.
Men
yes,
do.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep, right. So, anyway, night owls, not good. Early morning, good. All right, there, I think that's the summary. It's 10 now before the hour, 50 minutes after the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, so from the moldy disc jockey days, I remember introducing this record a number of times. From the movie of the same name, Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Grease. This is Frankie Valli, who sang the theme from Grease. I don't this didn't make it into the movie, even though, Chucker, did it?
Of course it did.
In the opening and closing credits.
Oh, okay. And oh, you know what I was thinking of? The man who shot, I heard this song of the weekend, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, the old Gene Pitney song from the John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart movie, and that didn't ever make it into the movie. So, just for whatever the reason, my head was there. All right. Oh, by the way, this is, according to reports, Kim Jong Fatty's favorite movie.
Really?
So, I think that's probably what he and Donald Trump were talking about over the weekend.
Oh,
what
probably.
Do you think?
He's probably talking about their disappointment with Grease, too. I think so.
Yeah. You think that's what it is?
All right. Maybe.
I think maybe they should do a version of Greased Lightning together.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Richie. All right, so, Chucka, what's happening? What is the reference to Grease here?
I did a revival showing of it at the theater I'm involved in last night in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. I had about 75 people turn out. And then I this young girl who works for me is a theater major at ESU. I had to sing some Grease songs before the movie started. It was a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. But, you know, this was the number one grossing film of 1978. Made a ton of money, $189 million in the U.S. alone on a budget of just $6 million, pound for pound.
Really?
Movies don't do that very much anymore. The maximum theater count of Grease back then was I think 864 screens. The Avengers Endgame just played on 4600. So theaters. So
yeah.
It tells you the distribution, how many theaters movies played in 1978 versus 2019. Big discrepancy, but this is a very entertaining movie. Still holds up very well.
You see anybody doing an updated version of this, Chuck?
Well, they're going to do, Paramount already announced they're going to do a prequel titled Summer Loving, which is going to be the story of Danny and Sandy before, when they first met, I believe in Australia. I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea, but they're going to do it anyway. Based on
that's right, because when they meet in the movie, they had met before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
All right.
The only way I think it could work is if they bookend it with Travolta and Olivia Newton-John doing some sort of narration or you know, flashback type thing, and maybe it'll work if they cast it well. But I'm not excited.
Okay. Well, let's tell us, please, what you are excited about. What happened this weekend in the box office total department that you thought was good?
Toy Story 4, number one again, $58,237,000 in 2 weeks of release. I watched it over the weekend. We booked it in the theater I'm involved in. I got to tell you, I'm not that big on animation, but the animation in this movie, the computer-generated animation, so incredible. You don't feel like you're watching animation at all. I mean, the technology, what they're able to do, simply incredible. Annabelle Goes Home, the horror franchise film from Blumhouse, $20 million, 31
million. A couple of horror films around this weekend, right?
Child's Play opened last weekend. That took a massive drop-off week to week, 70%. It's only done $23 million in 2 weeks of release. The Danny Boyle movie yesterday, which chronicles, I think, 15 Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Fairly solid opening, $17 million on 2,600 screens. I tried to see it. It wasn't playing in my area at all. I would have had to drive almost 45 minutes, so I didn't get a chance to see it. Aladdin's done actually pretty well, 9.3 plays 4, $306 million in 6 weeks, over $800 million worldwide. That is, believe it or not, the biggest film Will Smith has ever been involved in, even bigger.
Really?
Pound for pound, dollar for dollar than Independence Day.
Independence Day? Wow.
Huh. Yep. And Secret Life of Pets Part 2 ran out the top 5, 7 million, 13.4. This day in movie history, Doug, July 1st, 1991, Terminator 2 opened nationwide in theaters. Was a big hit. And also, it was really a groundbreaking movie in terms of special effects. That's one of the first fortes into really good CGI. James Cameron directed, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton starred. And a lot of the stuff that they forecast in that film, I think you're seeing now with artificial intelligence and machines. Yeah. It's very interesting when you look
back. She was married to Cameron at the time, I believe, was she not?
Not at the time. I believe she was divorced at the time, but they were married and then worked together. She's really good in Terminator 2, though, Linda Hamilton.
Yeah. Now, there's a new Terminator movie. I think she looks kind of old in it.
Did I say that? I don't remember.
I saw a trailer. I said she looks so ancient.
Well, she's 61 years old, but I still think it's going to be really cool to see her and Arnold back in a Terminator movie. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, there's the story. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here every day, Movie Moments. It's 59 past the hour here on the DJB Show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.